This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, RFK Jr. Slams Senator Richard Dickey Pan in California. Also, we've got a professor saying that you, parents, have no right to not vaccinate your children. No right to not vaccinate. This goes back to the absurdity of claiming that you have a right, what is it, a protected right to vaccinate? This is some weird stuff coming from medical doofuses with Doug Reeves. You don't have to, I can't make this stuff up. More science evidence that the flu shot is a scam coming from Peter Doshi. And finally, our friend Joan Shenton is allowed to go to Australia with her movie Sacrificial Virgins, all about the dangers of the HPV vaccination, Gardasil and Cervarix. And then finally, good news out of Maine. We'll get to that. If you're hungry, I'm going to Maine. I love it. But first and foremost, I'm kind of playing delaying tactics, Super Don, because my least favorite subject on the Robert Scott Bell Show is something that is it's as important as anything we cover, but it can be overwhelming to cover it. As much as I try to remain above the fray when we cover some just horrible things that modern medicine and big government and big media do together, to collude together, to violate the sanctity of the family, to violate the sovereignty of your family and your children and your ability, mom and dad, to protect them from harm. We've got big pharma, big media, big government colluding all three together in violation of your freedom. In violation, in fact, of the government's constitutional mandates, edicts to not violate your right to life, liberty, or property. And when it comes to your kids, if your kids get sick, I mean seriously debilitating sick, they get a cancer diagnosis, the cancer diagnosis is bad enough. But what it entails is a complete takeover of your child's body. In violation of your parental authority to protect them, to help care for them, to work with the health professionals or non-professionals that you have chosen based on your own homework and research and prayers. Right? If your kid diagnosed with cancer, very dangerous now, if you do not subscribe to the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism and another one of their sacraments, chemotherapy. This is out of Long Island, New York. We've been watching this over the past few days and waiting to see where things were going to shake out before we had enough information to begin to cover it. And we've got enough now. Mother is fighting to have her son removed from chemotherapy after getting a clean bill of health, right? Doesn't matter. No cancer evidence. How often do we say and we see that a particular hospital, a doctor, a series of doctors in a hospital, in violation of the right of the parents to get second and third opinions, then use the courts, then use Child Protective Services to come in and steal these children, to kidnap them medically. And we hear from the kid here first about this very issue.
Well, they basically took me away from my parents, and that's unnecessary because they're trying to help me, and they're not trying to kill me.
We spoke with 13-year-old Nick Gunderson via FaceTime as he lied in his hospital bed at NYU Winthrop Hospital in Mineola. He's receiving court-ordered chemotherapy here. His mother, Candace Gunderson of Huntington, refused the treatments after Nick was given a clean bill of health last month.
There's so many things wrong with this, one of which is the newscaster says he lied in his bed. I mean, you talk about newscasters supposed to know better. He lay in his bed. But again, this is, you know, words, semantics. We're on that today, Super Don. I know, word police. But that's annoying to me that, yeah, they're going to be reporting on this and they don't get that right. But okay, we'll put that aside for a moment. The end stage of that where he said, a clean bill of health, no cancer. What the hell is going on here? You know, those that still believe in the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism and our patrons there, are part of the worshiping class there, will say, okay, clean bill of health. I might even be on the side of people who don't want more chemo, right? They're for it, but if there's a clean bill of health, what's going on here? It's going so far out of the realm of any semblance of sanity to this point. And, you know, we've covered different stories. You know, our buddy Ty Mullinger covered, you know, what was the name of the woman up there? In, I think with Boston Children's, we've covered stories up there. But
Pelletier,
right? And there was another woman, who a young lady, in fact, who was mandated to have, they held her down. They strapped her down and forced her to get chemo against her will, despite the fact that she was getting better under the care of holistically and integrative doctors like Dr. Tony Jimenez at the clinics outside of the United States, which is embarrassing, too, that if you want to heal from cancer and not use chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery, and you're a licensed medical doctor, you've got to leave the country to do it. And the people got to go leave the country to do it. Now, we talked about other ways to do it without medical intervention, but, you know, that can't be done because the medical church is the state-sanctioned religion in America in violation of the First Amendment. Let's get word from Mom in this situation.
I want him to have a long, healthy life, and I want him to have that opportunity. If he is forced to do this chemotherapy treatment for the next 3 years, that's not what will happen.
So you got a kid that's been cleared of the cancer, and there's more to it than that we're going to get into, and they want to force this kid, and they've medically kidnapped this kid, to back in to give him more chemo, and they say needs 3 more years of it, despite having no evidence of cancer, apparently, according to this story. Super Don, this is maddening, and we've only just begun.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not scratching your head at this point, and you're not listening, so yeah, let's just keep going, because it gets crazier.
Mm-hmm. So, chemo, kidnapping, they both sound like the K word. And I'm thinking of, you know, elements of the KKK targeting racially. We've got same techniques here, targeting families who don't want to subject their children to the pharmaceutical industrial toxic poison complex born of, in at least a 20th century modern context, IG Farben, Nazi Germany, but going back further to World War I and the mustard gases that were converted into medicines and sold to the American people as the only way to cure cancer. Those are lies, and they're willing to poison and kill your children and kidnap them.
In June, Nick was diagnosed by doctors at Cohen Children's Medical Center with acute leukemia. He suffered severe adverse reactions to the chemo. He was discharged July 24th, but by late August, doctors wanted to readmit him. Gunderson refused. Doctors called Suffolk County CPS, and authorities, she says, seized Nick at 3:30 in the morning from his home.
Again, your kids, are they yours? They belong to the state. This is where it gets very, very interesting when we go to Senator Richard Dickey Pan in California and his statements about wanting to take it even out of the hands of doctors to make exemptions to vaccination. Again, there's a parallel here, folks. It's the same concept. If they can do it with vaccines, they can do it with chemo and vice versa, and that's what they're doing. And they use the police, the courts, the police, Child Protective Services, Police State USA, due to Big Pharma. This is Nazi Germany. It never went away.
They came on 12 police cars, and they said that I was in imminent danger.
Nick was brought back to Cohen Children's. Gunderson had him transferred to NYU Winthrop Hospital, where he finished out chemotherapy, and in mid-October, the family was told the cancer was gone.
So they kidnapped the kid, put him through more chemo. Now they acknowledge the cancer is gone. What happens next, you know, with a transfer like this? I mean, this is horrific and frightening, and it should be. Moms and dads, pay attention. The moment you enter your kids into the medical care system of any kind, they will track you, they will hunt you down, and they will take your children.
We decided to transfer his care to a team of doctors in Florida that provide preventative non-toxic therapies.
Only days after arriving in Florida, Suffolk County Family Court judge granted CPS's request to take control of Nick and get him back here to Long Island.
So this is now after the fact. After they've declared him free of cancer, they go down to Florida to a team of doctors that are doing some form of non-toxic integrative therapy. I don't know what it is, but they're still under doctor care, and this doctor from the NYU Center there, he lies through his teeth. He lies through his teeth to get the courts and the cops to kidnap this child.
Nick's doctor here at NYU Winthrop had testified to the family court judge that Nick was in imminent danger of death. Nick left Florida and was forced back into the hospital on Tuesday.
So this Cohen Children's Hospital, again, just like the one in Boston, we've talked about the Lurie one in Chicago.
Dude, it's all of the children's hospitals. We uncovered this when we were doing the diving into the big case with the Choctaw tribe. Yeah. Remember that?
Oh yeah.
It's like all these children's hospitals, they all do this. This is like an MO that's very common with the children's hospitals.
Your children are cannon fodder for chemo. Very expensive treatment, toxic treatment, born of World War I, then World War II, Nazi Germany. And the American people are putting up with far too much. If you're not out there picketing the Cohen's Children's Hospital or starting to pull your kids out immediately and opening up to other options and solutions, you're part of this problem at this point. What's going to happen to this kid now that he's locked away at NYU's Cohen Hospital? What's going to happen?
I hope that they let my parents get custody back and they let me be free to choose what I want to do.
NYU Winthrop says it is giving Nick the highest standards of medical care in collaboration with his legal guardian. Suffolk County CPS says it's following the family court order. Cohen Children's did not return our calls for comment.
Parents,
just following orders.
Just following orders. Again,
yeah.
Nazi Germany, just following orders. We have a Nazi medical system, folks. No, I'm not exaggerating. No, I'm not even using the term wrong. I know Nazi means National Socialism, but as it's come to be known, what that kind of jackbooted thuggery is, how it manifests here in these United States, thanks to duly licensed and ordained medical doctors with medical degrees and licenses to kill children, to steal children. And we've got drug-addicted judges going along with it, CPS getting kickbacks from the pharmaceutical industry, and, of course, the money going in to this NYU Children's Hospital. Folks, no more, please.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS,
and by the way, there's a
the IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And it doesn't change.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Last summer, I was part of a legal team that won an historic $289 million verdict against Monsanto. We need to continue to win those cases in court, but we also need to win in Sacramento. Richard Pan is a Democrat, but he takes money from Monsanto and from the other big polluters in California. Please give your vote to Eric Frame, a young, progressive, independent who refuses corporate money and puts people in front of polluters.
All right, that's a 30-second spot RFK Jr. put out in support of a candidate running against Senator Richard Dickey Pan in California. I told Californians, leave. Your best bet is to leave until they figure that thing out. But just part of me, Super Don, has compassion and says, okay, if there's a way to replace that, you know, I want to say words I can't say on radio right now about Dickey Pan. You know, an ultimate totalitarianist, authoritarian dictator, doctator who would steal your children based on his false religion of vaccinology and the requirement that all children who go to any schools, public or private in California, have to be vaccinated without exemption. And if doctors dare give exemption, we're gonna go after you too. We're gonna go after you, and we're gonna try to make that a public health issue, and we'll take it out of the hands of doctors. And therefore, there will be no exemption. I'm telling you, these are people that are fascist, full on fascist. Senator Richard Dickey Pan, pediatrician, fascist. Now, if you get Eric Frame in there, is that going to change everything for California? No. There's a long way to go before that were to happen. I mean, there's got to be a massive revolt in California against the Democrat Party. Recognizing the sensitivity of humans and their vulnerability, that if you then suddenly go, hey, all the Republicans now get to take over, Big Pharma will start going, hey, let's throw that same money we threw at Dickey Pan at a Republican representatives and senators there. And there could be another Dickie Pan in the waiting, a pediatrician who's a Republican, who can be bought off in the same way. The point is, if you centralize power, you inevitably violate the fundamental tenets of the Constitution and the guaranteed form of government in all 50 states under the Constitution, a Republican form of government. It had nothing to do with Republicans and Democrats, a Republican form of government. Learn about it. So putting Eric Frame in, while I support it, and yeah, we had him on, and I'd much rather have him there for the people of California to protect their children, it is not the ultimate solution, right? You'd say that, like, whoa, ultimate solution. That's scary. That goes to Nazi Germany too, doesn't it? Yeah, let's move out of the Hegelian dialectic. We don't need a solution. We need to begin living outside of their pharmaceutical box. Stop asking for permission where none is required. Recognizing that the governments do not have authority over your children unless you granted it. You gave them permission. You volunteered. Did you get a marriage license? Oh, whose brilliant idea was that? You got to get a license. You got to get permission from the state in order to get married. That used to be a religious thing. Oh, that was between you, your spouse to be, and God. And maybe in a religious, you had somebody else do a religious institution type scenario. But even that wasn't critical. You could record that in the family Bible. Yeah. And when your child was born, they're not alive unless they're stamped on their forehead. And then, you know, granted life by a certificate of birth. You could also tabulate, you know, in the family Bible. Yep, born. That's how it used to be done. You need the government to say, yep, I see my kid breathing. He's alive. She's alive. You can't do that. And then they get branded with a beastly number. And they become a possession of the international banksters. Guaranteed against the debt, the perpetual debt that never goes away. Hypothecation. Scary stuff, I know. So the symptom of Richard Pan is not going to be resolved by Eric Frame. Although, again, I'm not saying, if you can support Eric, get him in there. Absolutely. It'll help a little. But until the people of California, the people of America, recognize that they've given up on their fundamental essence, their spiritual essence, their sovereignty granted to them by the grace of God, not government. And that government instituted among men in America was designed to protect that liberty, that sovereignty. Then everything else you're doing, voting included, is just, what do they call that, rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, Super Don?
Yes.
Yeah. You get what I'm saying here. So, yes, go out and get Richard Dickie Pan out of office. Great. But until you people of California and people of America, those of you within earshot or eye shot, stand up and stop asking for permission where none is required. Stop asking for special privileges, because when you get them, the strings attached, you'll find out later they weren't worth it. License, a permission slip to do that which would otherwise be illegal. Healing, illegal. Having children, illegal. Caring for your children the way you see fit, illegal. In the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, it would be.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox News Sunday's Chris Wallace, U.S. sanctions on Iran will have the intended effect.
There are a
lot of experts, Chris, that said President Trump's policy wouldn't have any impact because it was just the United States and other countries weren't participating. And in fact, we have built an enormous coalition to keep this world safe and to deny Iran money.
The sanctions take effect Monday and cover Iran's shipping, financial, and energy sectors. They are the second batch the administration has reimposed since Trump withdrew from the landmark nuclear accord in May. There have been stories from the White House about tax reform 2.0, a 10% tax cut for U.S. middle-income earners. On Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures, National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow says it's not definite.
We are noodling about an additional 10% middle-class tax cut. Just noodling, yeah. Looking at different plans. We will see.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
By the way, those of you who were on earlier, you heard me talking about the medical kidnap story out of Long Island. Help Nick stay in remission safely. There is a GoFundMe page to help raise the money to fight back at the bad guys. Of course, it's a lot better when you don't have to enter into the bad guy's lair at all. And you stop funding the termination of life via modern medicine, Superdome.
Yes.
This is serious.
Bad guy's lair in a hollowed out volcano.
Yeah. And right? It would be nice if it were just like, Dr. Evil.
Right.
But, this is real life stuff. This is real life stuff. And, The information that we bring out is practical, pragmatic, and can get you out of this mess. But I don't want you in the mess in the first place, but too many people have been lied to and fallen prey to those lies by big media, big pharma, big government, the triumvirate of evil. Yes, yeah, we call them evil. And here to help me with that, surprise guest, not a doc, joining me on the first day of the week. Hey, Chris, how are you, my brother?
Yeah, my boss said I had to call in.
I get that. I totally get that. Listen, it's not. I hope it's not so reluctant that you just didn't want to hang out with us today.
No, it's just I've been up since 3 a.m. and going nonstop, and I'm late for NFL, and she's on the chat, says, oh, yeah, he'll call in. I'm like, oh, okay, great.
Well, hopefully that DVR works for your 80,000-foot screen that you're watching it on.
Well, it does, but I've got 5 games to watch today, and so it's difficult maneuvering between 5 games.
Well, that's why anyway. you need to get NFL Red Zone.
Okay, all right, that's it. All right,
no, because I like all the nuances.
Yeah, he likes to watch the whole thing. Well, listen, you know what? You shouldn't have been commenting on the YouTube chat room. We would have left you alone. So I'm not going to blame Not a Nurse for this. Hey, love
well,
you, my brother.
He's the one
who
made me call in.
Yeah, I get it. Listen, there. You know, the whole idea of these contracts of adhesion, I think, again, if I do that all of the time, I'll lose most of my audience. So I have to pepper it in from time to time. But to your point, and you wrote about this, as we did, we recorded our family births in the family Bible, the marriage in the family Bible. We did not get licenses. And, of course, this shocks people. Like, whoa, how do you do this? How do you do that? Without this, how do you do that? Well, you know what? Life preceded all of this, and it'll go on afterwards. The question is, do you want to be trapped in it?
Well, look, the state even knows about these things. It is against the law for a licensed minister to marry someone if they don't have a license. But on the other hand, it's against the law for an unlicensed minister like myself because I don't need permission. I was called by a higher authority.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's legal for me to marry someone if they don't have a license. People don't know that.
Yes, well said.
But I can't marry someone if they have a license.
Correct, because they've entered into another realm. Yeah. And that's where we get this next story about a professor saying parents have no right to refuse vaccines for their children. Now, how is this possible? In reality, it's an absurdity. Of course they do. But then again, they've volunteered to give up those rights by requesting special acknowledgement of the state for their marriage, for the fruits of their marriage, the numbers that they give these kids, the entry into the medical realm, all of these things. They're not too far off, even though I find them abhorrent when they say it. But the reality is, parents have volunteered their children.
Yes, that's right. They volunteered them as lambs for the slaughter. And that's just frank truth, you know. So, in fact, I've had parents tell me, well, I want to get divorced so I can do it right. And I said, if you have children, you can't do that because you've already entered the children into the system. So stay married until after the children are of legal age. Then you can get divorced so you're separate from the state and you can, you know, remarry without the license. You know, but because you've done it wrong in the first place, you can't get out of that now. So you have to walk carefully.
Yes.
You know, we know a very dear family that had this issue, and they cooperated and asked and pleaded and gave information. And long story short, they went through chemo, and they had to do a little bit after the cancer was declared gone. But once they got on my cancer protocol, got this little boy, mm-hmm. he stopped having all of the side effects. The doctors were amazed at his recovery, which they really didn't expect.
Yes.
But he did it by cooperating because he knew he'd goofed up and he couldn't fight them and that would make it worse. So sometimes we have to use wisdom in these circumstances because they do hold the upper hand because of the bad decisions that the vast majority of Americans have done in giving up their liberty to get a few scraps of benefits.
Very well said. It's like going into the Roman Colosseum. You know, good luck getting out of there, right? And the point is you don't enter into that Colosseum. And many people have inadvertently. I acknowledge it. In ignorance, they didn't know. My children perish for lack of knowledge. I think that's kind of what is indicated in that statement.
Yes, Yes, absolutely. And like I said, I can walk people through. I've helped them to fight the system from within the system because I know how to deal with those things.
Mm-hmm.
I've dealt with it myself because my children were not in the system. So when they came to me, I gave them the boot. And, you know, people said, oh, you have to be nice. No, you don't. Not when you have authority.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I've had CPS at my door half a dozen times and given the boot and had no problem with them.
You
but
have
I know
no jurisdiction
the law.
Here. Yeah.
Yes. And so I've helped people who have placed themselves in harm's way by advising them how to work their way through it. And we've been very successful. You know, sadly, most people wait until they're backed into a corner and then they're, you know, hollering, oh, I need help. Well, mm-hmm. you might have burned your bridges by the time you get to that point.
Chris, God, you know, listen, God bless all the people that are working on this issue, trying to help people, but they don't go far enough, in my opinion. You know, I love Del Bigtree, but he doesn't know this stuff. You know, when they're going, hey, let's kick Pan out and put Frame. I support that. Don't get me wrong, but it's not the it's not going to resolve the issue until the people of California recognize how they got into that mess, how they've fallen prey to the jurisdiction of the pharmaceutical state. And that's not what's being discussed in most places.
Well, I was born and raised there, and apparently when I left 22 years ago, I brought all the good sense with me, because as soon as I left, I noticed all kinds of these crazy things happening and getting worse since then. So apparently it's my fault for taking all the good sense out of the state with me.
Listen, you know, we have to make decisions for our own family. And you know, you don't, it's kind of like the vaccine issue where they say, oh, you have to vaccinate because my child can't be vaccinated. It's like, no, I have no obligation to light my child on fire to keep yours warm. That's not happening. And, you know, so
right.
the decision to you know, go to the place that's best for you, you got to support that. Now, I realize there are people that are trying to fight for their so-called way of life. But if that way of life involves socialism, as it does in Democratic leftist California, simply putting one guy to replace another bad guy is not going to resolve it. It might, you know, temporarily change some things. But, no, we got to go deeper.
Well, I had to quote the laws to them when I was in California raising my children, when they would come and say, we're going to do this or that, and I'll say, no, you aren't, and I would cite the, you know, portion of the code to them. So they don't even know what they're doing, and people have allowed themselves to be pushed around again for a few scraps of benefits. That's their fault, and at this point, I have no sympathy for anybody in California who won't listen to the only reason left, leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't fix that problem there. Leave.
Get out now, folks. Anyway, on to the flu shot, which is a scam. Peter Doshi, our friend I've had on years ago, PhD now, he says there's a lack of solid research behind the influenza vaccine. He's been one of the few voices of sanity within, you know, that so-called PhD research realm. He's been a thorn in their side, and he keeps pointing out that the flu shot is a scam with all of the science that he throws at it. It's not new to us, but it's nice to see Doshi still at it.
Yeah, and, you know, this is something that's readily available to anybody that pays any attention. You know, the Cochrane Research Group, back in 2003, did a 35-year anniversary. They were going to show how wonderful flu shots are. And they were stunned because they found there'd been no benefit in 35 years. So what was the response to that? They changed everything that was logical or scientific, what little there is in vaccines. Up until 2004, they said pregnant women and small children should not get vaccinated because it was too toxic for them and for the developing child and the mother. Mm-hmm. So what did they do when they found out it didn't work? They suddenly began recommending children and pregnant women to get vaccines. What?
Well, the question is, who is behind this? I think somebody knows here. Give a listen.
Could it be Satan?
I'm telling you, modern medicine, S-I-N, emphasis. Who were the authors of that book years ago we had on here before?
Which book?
Medicine.
That was Dr. Scott Whitaker, and I forget his associate's name now,
right,
Jose somebody or other.
We had Scott Whitaker on once, at least, and I know Rebecca Curley knows the deep depths of demonic aspects of modern medicine as it controls children, wants them involved and engaged in a pharmaceutical construct in all of life. And again, the interesting thing here is I broke a bone in my hand this week, last week at this time, after the show. And, you know, I know what to deal with, first aid issues, inflammation, swelling, arnica. I'm doing the Comfrey topically. I'm doing some Phytum internally. And I'm managing through it. I've stabilized it myself. And it's not like it was a compound fracture with a bone sticking out of my body where you would, you know, need some sort of allopathic intervention where they actually are able to help. Yet so few people recognize that most of the things they go to medicine for, they can do on their own.
Yes, absolutely. And by the way, you were talking earlier about the people that are involved. I have referred for about 20 years now to the unholy trinity of big government, big pharma, and big media, because they all act together as one in their own vested interests, decidedly not in the best interests of you and of yours.
Yeah, exactly. And folks that are out there trying to get the word out, like our friend Joan Shenton from United Kingdom, she's put out a series of documentary films for many years. The latest one's called Sacrificial Virgins, all about the HPV, as you call it, the hocus-pocus vaccine, Chris, the HPV scam.
Yes.
They denied her access to Australia, but finally her visa has been approved. Kids? Yes. She'll be able to get the word out in Australia eventually about how dangerous and stupid this vaccine is for the HPV.
Yeah, it's killer, literally. You know, well, as are all vaccines are, actually.
Exactly. Folks, we have a surprise guest appearance. It's not a doc, Chris Barr, because not a nurse said so. He's a smart man, this not a doc. He knows what to do and when to do it. Thank you, Angie, for having him on board here. I know he wants to do football. It's up to you, Chris. We need to stick around. We'll talk to you on the break. Go to robertscottbell.com. All the links are up in the show notes. Thank you all for being here.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I want to thank Stuart Tuck from CV Sciences for joining me today. Go back if you missed that interview. Really great revelations regarding why CBD is still scheduled, although number five on the list. And we went into some things that no other broadcast media show ever touches on or covers, certainly not in this way. And I want to thank Not a Nurse for encouraging, I'll just say it that polite way, Not a Doc, to join us. Surprise visit from Chris. And I just saw a comment from Not a Nurse about cherry chocolate cake and turkey tacos on top of the root beer, organic root beer you got going on. We're all now wanting to be with you right after the show.
Well, you remember the old commercial. That's what Angie's cooking is. Good.
I think it was something else, but I will take that as Angie's cooking. Yeah, she does great. So thank you, Angie. Now, our final segment here, I just want to again thank Chris for being here as well. It's a nice surprise visit. Also, this week, the 7th of November, I've got a live broadcast at the Redmond Heritage Farm Store where we get our organic, real, raw milk. The only milk that's real is raw from pasture-fed animals. They have it. They have raw cheeses, too. And by the way, Chris, they have organic French fries fried in organic coconut oil. Oh, my gosh, it's amazing.
Great.
And so if I get there early enough, I'll have some of that before the show, and then I've got a live lecture the 7th up in Salt Lake City. They play a place called Sugar House. I've never been. So we've got that coming up this week. I hope to see y'all. And if you're fans of Not a Doc and you hear about this show and you're out in the Utah area, come out and see me. It'd be great to meet all of our friends. Now, final segment here goes to something we're kindly talking about in terms of family sovereignty, right? The independence of the family unit, the sovereignty of the family unit, and the kids that are born of creation, that they should not be wards of the state, become pharmaceutical minions, if you will, or pincushions. And Maine is doing some interesting things here. Not just that root beer, if it's really from Maine there, Chris, but food sovereignty at the localest of levels. Another Maine town passes a food sovereignty ordinance. And it's basically to kick the FDA out, as well as state agencies out, when the people on a local level say, you know what, you don't belong here. This is for our community to decide.
Yes, absolutely. And people have that right Mainly they don't know it or don't remember, and I guess they're too dumbed down from public education and a bad diet to realize it. But, yeah, absolutely, take control. That's what I've been doing since I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm. If Super Don can do it, you can do it too. Super Don, have you been doing this? I'm just not sure he's growing food yet. Just every once in a while, I got to remember.
Growing? No, I got to wait. I'm gonna try and start something in the spring.
Okay.
Because you know how it is here in the winter.
Well, you know what? Liam Sheff will be smiling from the other side when you do that too in the spring.
Yes,
so that'll be great. So our friend Mike Mahari from the 10th Amendment Center wrote a good piece here. It's out of Fairfield, Maine. The Fairfield Town Council unanimously passed a food sovereignty ordinance last month. And you know, the thing is about this, it's a local action, right? The ultimate action that you have any control over ultimately is in your own home, with your own family, with your own kids, and then you can build out as the community of people get together and agree voluntarily to say, you know what, we want to kick the feds out, we want to kick the state out when it comes to the choice of food that we have and our ability to exchange it, even if we were to sell it. Which they say now, no, no, that falls under the auspices of the commercial speech and all the stuff where they relegate you into public health, which is our artificial creation. Because there's no such thing in reality as public health. It's only your health and my health and your kid's health and Super Don's health and not a doc's health. When they start going public health, that's a fiction. You don't get sick as a group. You get sick as an individual. You get well the same way.
Yep, personal responsibility. That's what made this nation great once. And it's why this nation is losing its greatness, because they've given up personal responsibility for public this, that, and the other thing.
Well said, well said. Again, it comes down to the recognition of your place in the universe as a child of God, however you perceive God or Creator to be, not a child of government. Those of you who are behaving and acting as if you're playing a good game, you're calling a good game, but then you go outside of your worship once a week maybe. The rest of the week, you're turning your children over to the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. I encourage you to do otherwise. But that's up to you. You've been granted that freedom by that which created us all. Chris, not a doc. Thank you for the wonderful surprise visit, my friend.
Yep. NFL awaits.
All right. Super Don, thank you for a great selection. Once again, John on the board, you're awesome. Tomorrow, we go a little advanced medicine with Dr. Batar, and who knows what else between now and then. Go to robertscottbell.com, share it with your friends. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.